Hello, my lovely ones, and lovely welcome back to the podcast series Transformation Has Never Been Easier, The Real Change. In this podcast series, we will talk about today why transformation has not happened. So why did you stuck, or why did your dreams not come true? And especially on top of this, we will talk about what you can do really to get back on track, that your transformation is really happening also for you. So let's get started. Hi, my name is Michelle from Switzerland, and in this podcast series, you will learn how I did my transformation, my real change in love, life, and success. And especially on top of this, how you can do that as well without wasting any more money and any further time. So we talk about what you need to know, what you need to have with the right tools, methods, and with the right training, you can do that as well. So are you ready? Then let's get started. So, lovely, welcome back. Yes, sir. One very big problem is most of the time, you know, that women like you, they start, they know exactly what they're working on, and for whatever kind of reason, you know, they stuck. They do not get any further. So they start at point number A and actually would like to reach a point B in the future, and they're not making it. And now is the question, why does this happen? And I'm straightforward, this is happening because most of the time, so in part one we talk about this, we talk about that we start most of the time with the wrong level of commitment. So when we have the wrong level of commitment, you know, we cannot make and not really walk the way from A to B. So we start and we get very easily sidetracked, you know. We do the wrong things, you know. We waste time and money at the wrong sites, and we lose a lot of energy, and then suddenly we have to stop. We are out of energy. We don't know what to do and where else to go. And that's the reason why we really stop, and maybe later on, and we really forgot, and really the pain points got so dramatically and so high again that we restart again. And that is very often the case, and not only with the big life goals which we have in life, you know, it's also very easy seen, you know, with little things which we have in life. For example, when the New Year's Eve, you know, when we say, this year I would like to, for example, do more sport. This year I would like to eat more healthy stuff and food, you know, and not eating sugar stuff and chips and all these things, you know. And or maybe I would like just to find another job which is more satisfactory for me. So check for yourself if that is also the case for you, you know. So keep on, you know, that you keep on starting things, you try really hard, and then something is happening right away, and then you stop and you forget about it and you don't follow it up anymore. And when this is really, really the case, so think back in your past, if this is already happening one or two times with you, then it is the wrong level of commitment or the too low level of commitment. So the consequence is therefore both, you give up. Sooner or later, you stop your commitment completely and you give up. And yeah. So that's the reason why we really talk about it, because when you really start, you know, when hurdles come towards you and you don't have the right level of commitment, then it's exactly the thing happening that you are very right away not happy, not satisfied with whatever it is, and then you try to find something else which is replacing this, that you get right away a satisfactory feeling, you know. So like you're a little bit unhappy, and so you maybe start eating chocolate because then you get right away the body feeling, you know, of sugar, and this is making you more happy. Or you think about, oh no, why should I just try to find another job? It's actually, you're not so bad here. I mean, it's not a super great job, but I can arrange myself and there are some goods behind it. Would it the same, for example, with your partner? You dare, you would like, you know, to change your relationship or maybe find your love partner, your dream partner, And instead of really staying committed and working on it, you're thinking about, you know, it's actually okay being single. You know, it's I can do what I want. I'm free. I don't have to ask someone and. So which means you're finding reasons why the status quo, so you're finding reason why is that your comfort zone you're right now in is good enough, is fine, and does not has to be changed. And so this shows you the right sign or the level of your commitment is not at the right position. It's in fact too low, because it's much easier to stay where you are in your comfort zone. And so instead of getting out of your comfort zone, you stay in there and you tell yourself, you know, why it's really smart to stay where you are and not really changing things. And in fact, you are manipulating yourself, not being honest to yourself and pretending in fact that you're happy and you don't have the need for this transformation anymore. And yeah, so it's a psychological effect, you know, it's something where we boycott ourselves. This is something where we get guns easily sidetracked and of this we are committed path that we get kicked out of it. And this is most of the time happening, you know, when we start it, we work really hard in it, and then one or two obstacles are coming, problems which we're seeing, which we're facing us. And instead of, you know, having the big goal in mind, so the reason why we want you to do it, we just see the problem and that it's now hard to do it. And, oh no, I would like to do something else, you know, something which is giving me right away satisfactory feeling, you know, and then we get very easily sidetracked. So another example, for example, would be that you really would like to change your life, you know, and I can observe this with many, many women I see, you know, that they start reading books, they're doing trainings, they're very committed, they're very working hard, and then they do some exercises and they think they made it and this is super great, you know, they really make progress and now they're, you know, where they are, where they wanted to be. And instead of that, you know, the environment, the surrounding is really reflecting that to them, for example, that they find right away the right partner, or maybe that their boss is giving them the right signals, or they get the promotion, what they were dreaming of for so long. Exactly the opposite is happening. For example, too less, you know, they are not showing you, for example, you don't get the promotion, you're not the dream partners coming over, and, you know, then they start doubting, they think, oh, maybe it's not, you know, it's whatever kind of reason, that's a reason why they did not make it, but then they stop really working on themselves. So that again shows they have the wrong level of commitment. So it's, in this case, they only see the problems other people are reflecting to them. And when they then follow this new feeling, follow what the other people signalizing to us, you know, they keep and forget the consequence out of it when they now stop following and doing the transformation and the changes in life, so that they stop working on themselves. And that is in fact really a shame, because like all the done work up to this level is then disappearing right away and you have no effect behind it, which is really a shame. So only with the right level of commitment, you understand that you need to become just a little bit better, that you have not really made it yet, so that there is a higher step to take and to overcome, you know, to get to this level which you thought you are already at. And you need maybe just to stop telling other people about what you're longing for, what your wishes are, you know, that you keep them a little bit more for yourself, you know. Maybe you need to find another way. And the good thing is, you know, you only think about, in fact, why you all started this and why you want that change to happen and why you did want this transformation so badly in love, life, and success. And you know, here's also a little trick about it. So when you think now back, what was the initial event? Why all this was activated in your life? So what has happened in your life that you said to yourself, I want a a change in my life. I want a change in love. I want a change in life. I want a change in my success area because I want much more. So what has happened that really was this event that you said, sorry, like this, I will not continue any further. The commitment is the success factor. So the success factor is really that you understand what was really the initial event for you, why you wanted a change to do a transformation to happen from A to B. But the really success factor is then that you stay committed, you know, because I'm very honest, and this is also very secret from my side, you know, every one of us, every woman I meet in my life, they have the 100% potential to do their real change into what they have and always had in mind of who they should be like, also what power woman they should be like in the future, what inner diamond they have, which they can reactivate. All of them have this potential, but I'm straight, about 90% really get sidetracked, you know? And it's most of the time like this, you know, they start it, work really hard, and then they stop suddenly, and then after years, they're looking back and they see other ones with much nicer houses, much more money they earn, maybe being their own boss, you know, made up their own companies, maybe with a nicer partner. And then they're secretly thinking to themselves, why have I given up? Why did I not invest more money, more time in myself? Really, that I could have made my real change, my transformation into the best of myself, you know? And that is exactly why we did and do this podcast series, because we want you not to get into this trap. We don't want you to stay on track and really do your transformation. And I can tell you what I did, because I did the same problems as you had. I was as fighting with the same things as you did, you know? And I did as I really started myself. I made a deal with myself, you know, because I wanted to be, and this is really very personal what I'm telling you, I wanted to be a successful life coach who lives and therefore can show her self-coaching life concept in matters of love, life and success also to others. And after I took, you know, this decision for myself that I want to be my own boss, raising my own company, that I want to have a loving partner next to me who's supporting me, you know, and where I want to live and how it looks like, you know, as I took this decision, I worked every single day. And I mean really every single day. So I stayed really focused, stayed really committed on that. I worked every single day on myself to become, you know, to really do this transformation and to become the really better of myself. Plus, I worked every single day on my business idea and my business dream. And trust me, with this commitment, if you have this, you can also make this transformation for yourself your real change in love, in life, and your idea of your success level. So keep in mind that you can get this right away. The only thing, you know, that you should not forget, whatever is happening on your way, that you should not give up. Because out of mistakes, you learn and you become better. And out of experience, I can tell you that 90% they start, and I understand that, you know, they start, they have the first success feelings, you know, things are moving, getting better, and then the first 1, 2, 3 hurdles are coming, and then they fall back into their comfort zone and they stop. And with this mechanism, I now try to teach you, right? Try to show you, you know, you see exactly that this will not happen to you because you know exactly that this is something you could fall into. So by knowing it, I can prevent you to make this mistake. So now I can tell you also in addition, you know, that companies, you know, they were not built up because their founders did not make any mistake. By far, by contrast, not. They made tons of mistakes and errors. They made wrong decisions and. But the thing what they did not do is they did not give up. So I can highly recommend to do you to do exactly the same. So stay focused and stay committed. So think about what you really want to have in life. Make a decision now. So my question to you is right now, so what type of person are you? So when, for example, a hurdle, a problem is coming towards you and you had something in your mind, so what do you do? Then are you someone, you know, who easily gives up, gets sidetracked, does something else because it's the easiest way? Or are you right now someone, you know, who then really starts working much harder and just does not give up? So be very honest and frank to yourself. What type of person are you? And I can tell you what person I am. Because, you know, as I was trying to set up my business, you know, as I was working so hard on myself really to do and to make this transformation in love, life and success, you know, I had not only sunny days, it was really hard work and it was not always so easy. But I was one of these people, you know, who stayed really focused and really had always my vision in mind, where I want to be. For me, it was clear, I have no plan B. I did not want to go back into my boring insurance job, which I had at the beginning. It was a horrible, I said, this is absolutely a no-go. I cannot do that. So for me, I always had my vision in mind, where I wanted to be in 5 years' time, what I wanted to have built up, what I wanted to have my life to be like, you know, that I can really be an idol, you know, that I can really show this self-coaching life concept also to others, you know. And this is how I function, you know. So please have a check on yourself. What is better working for yourself? That, for example, when you're facing a problem, are you someone who could overcome it easily? And also check in the past, you know, what type of person you are, if you easily give up or you stay committed, really. That do you really work with what is the worst scenario? And when you continue like this, it just gets worse and worse and worse. Or are you someone like, you know, you need to just get back and think back about the decision and the vision you had in your life, that you get back on track. And now answer for yourself, you know, how, so when we check your transformation commitment right now, how badly do you really want to have your transformation to happen in your life? Is it about 50, 60%? Is it maybe 90%? Is it 250%? You need, you want to, there's no other way. And when this is really clear for you, then you take the number you have just said, and we go now into the future in 1 year's time, and you multiply the figure you've just said when you said, for example, you wanted so badly 100%, and we go now into the future, and you think that this is already achieved more than 150%, as much more than you thought it could be like, and you visualize yourself, how you live it, how you feel it, what kind of people you have around it, you know, and how happy you are doing and acting as you're supposed to be. And that you feel, you know, this power strength you have. And when you imagine this for you, I want you ganz clearly that next time when you overcome and when you work on your transformation and you're facing a problem, that you really focus and get this picture back. And then you continue working on it. So you keep in mind that you took a clear decision, you stay focused and you stay committed like this. So that is getting you back on track. So thank you very much for listening, and I hope this little podcast series was also interesting for you. So why, for example, transformation could not have happened. And as we just talked about, it's most of the time a level of the right commitment. So next time you think about giving up, check your commitment level and also the mechanisms which we were showing you tonight, how you can really get this over. So thank you very much for listening. And if you would like to speed up your transformation much more, then get in contact for your free consulting call and we can have a look what we can do in your personal situation to get your transformation more speeded up. So thank you very much for listening. Up to the next podcast series where we have part number 2, why did the transformation not happen yet? So thank you very much.